being brought to you right here on KIACradio.com live stream 4. And we'll be here for the duration of tonight's activity. Should be a great game. And the band is getting ready to come on the field. And we will be back shortly after these messages from our sponsors. They have a full line of respiratory, mobility, and accessibility products. Let Hammer Medical help you or your loved ones with your home care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you. Hanson's Iowa Realty. When you're looking to buy or sell property, your premier realtor in Sheraton is Hanson's Iowa Realty. Hanson's Iowa Realty has been working with buyers and sellers in Iowa for over 50 years. Call them today at 641-774-5822. Betty Hanson of Hanson's Iowa Realty is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. The Indianola Auto Group. Your local Indianola car dealers have joined forces to provide you with the best-in-class sales and service in Warren County. They have over 1,500 vehicles available at their dealerships. Their sales and service staff are there to serve you in a small-town friendly atmosphere. They invite you to visit any of their dealerships for all of your automobile needs. Noble, Southtown, and Waters. Judd's Ranch House. Hot, fresh food, a country atmosphere, and plenty of room for everyone. That's Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. Judd's has a menu to please everyone. Everyone is headed to the house. Judd's Ranch House in Lacona, open Tuesday through Saturday. Mac Hardware. Stay ahead of the changing weather in Iowa and keep more money in your pocket by renting the equipment you need at Mac Hardware on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton. Mac Hardware rents chainsaws, log splitters, pole saws, and more. Call 641-774-0410 for more information. That's Mac Hardware in Sheraton. Smith Auto Body. When you have an accident, whether it's an animal or a tree that's messed up your vehicle, you can count on Smith Auto Body in Sheraton to get your vehicle back to the way it was, all shiny and new. Call Smith Auto Body at 641-774-5008 for all your auto body work. Great Western Bank of Corydon. Great Western Bank in Corydon. A home might be the single largest investment you'll ever make. That's why it's so important to work with someone you trust, like a mortgage loan specialist from Great Western Bank. They are helping make life great. Red Haw Realty. List your real estate with Red Haw Realty. Red Haw is your real estate A-team, and they have an A-list of buyers to get your property sold. List it. Sell it. Call Red Haw Realty in Sheraton at 641-774-4242. Corydon Hy-Vee. The Corydon Hy-Vee is a helpful smile in every aisle. Check out their weekly specials. They have fresh meat, vegetables, and produce for you and your family. Whether you're packing lunches or fixing family meals, you can find it at your local employee-owned Hy-Vee in Corydon. Farm Bureau agent John Fry in Corydon. John Fry is your Farm Bureau agent in Corydon. Stop by, let John give you a quote for whatever you're in need of. He offers life, auto, home, and health insurance. Stop in and see what he can do for you. Chambers and Ralph Law Firm. Attorney Roberta Chambers is a proud sponsor of Wayne Falcon Football. The Lucas County Health Center. Lucas County Health Center is there for you when you need them with a full line of services. From obstetrics to oncology, from physical therapy to diabetes education, we are here caring for you. We provide each patient with the highest quality, family-centered health care. Neeson Pharmacy. Personal, friendly, and reliable, Neeson Pharmacy is your hometown pharmacy. Neeson Pharmacy on the southwest corner of the Corydon Square. Check out their selection of Iowa and Iowa State apparel.
Number 85, junior linebacker, Dale.
And tonight, as we mentioned, the matchup is between the Wayne Falcons and the Melcher Dallas Saints. Both teams currently tied for third place in the district. Both appear to have wrapped up playoff matches or matchups, but there's something more at stake tonight.
Great. Yes, I got thinking. If you don't want me mixing with Creed no more, we'll make up some other kind of way, you know?
There's one thing I want you to do for me.
What?
Come here. Win. Win.
What are we waiting for? Take it!
Revenge. To inflict punishment in return for injury or insult. To seek or take vengeance for. To avenge. An opportunity to retaliate as by a return sports match after a defeat. Heading into week 7 last year, the Wayne Falcons were undefeated. The Wayne Falcons had never lost an 8-man game. They went to Melcher, Dallas, still having played the easier part of their district schedule, not sure who they were or what they were capable of. They walked into a buzzsaw. The undefeated Falcons suffered their first 8-player loss, and don't think for a minute that they have forgotten that. They traded punches with the Saints, but couldn't hang with them in the end, and Melcher won the defeat. But that was last year, and that was in Melcher. And tonight, the rematch has the Falcons in Sailing Field, where they have never lost an 8-player game. The JV has never lost an 8-player game on this field. This field has 2 regular season games left, and tonight is the only one they're playing against Melcher. This is the game the Falcons have been waiting for 12 months. They are eager to pay back Melcher. Coaching staff did not use the word. They were very careful to not use the word revenge in talking about this game, but that is precisely what the Falcons are looking for, is an opportunity for a little payback for a game that they let go a year ago. They weren't ready this year. They are. This is a hungry team. They have been improving each week. They have shut out their last 2 opponents, and this is a team they're confident they can play with. They're confident they can beat, and it matters. Both teams with 4-2 overall records. Wayne ahead in the district at 3-1, looking to go 4-1 with a bye coming or a forfeit coming next week, and that would set up a huge showdown for the district championship 2 weeks from tonight right here in Sailing Field against HLV Victor. The Falcon captains are standing preparing to get the ceremonial cross, but we're going to have a Falcon honoree prior to the game, and we will be right back with your Court and State Bank starting lineups for the Falcons after this.
Heritage Bank. Midwest Heritage offers a full suite of financial solutions, including deposit and loan products, as well as financial planning and insurance services. Red Dough Pizza at Corydon. Red Dough Pizza, the place to meet before the game and the place to celebrate after the game. We'll see you at Red Dough for pizza. Bingham Construction. Bingham Construction, trust your next building project to a winning team. Bingham Construction. Call Roger Bingham at 641-203-0578. They will get the job done. Danco Sporting Goods in Centerville offers the best selection of sporting goods in the area. Danco family owned since 1979, offering you the selection of quality sporting goods so you can play proud. Danco. Better equipment. Every inch counts in the red zone, just like every inch counts for farmers out in the field. At Case IH, we're helping farmers get the most out of every acre with products that are powerful, productive, and reliable, so they're ready for the challenges ahead. The world of farming is changing. Be ready with Case IH from Better Equipment in Highway 2, 2 miles east of Corydon. Shivers Manufacturing. Take your grain drying to a higher level with a Shivers Performance System. No other drying method matches the performance of Shivers in-bin continuous counterflow drying. The Allerton Lumber Company. Construction service and supply. From small hand tools to lumber, we have what you need for your next project. Stop in today at 220 North Central Avenue in Allerton, Iowa. The Corydon State Bank. Port Inside Bank considers the security of your financial information a top priority. They take extensive security measures to ensure a safe and reliable online experience for their customers. Port Inside Bank, security for your online banking. CNC Custom Cycle. CNC Custom Cycle on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton has been in business for over 40 years with a showroom of over 40,000 square feet. Stop in and check out all the recreational vehicles in stock and see what you want to take home. That's CNC Custom Cycle. Motor Inn. Steve Bunch and the sales associates at Motor Inn of Knoxville look forward to helping you find your next vehicle. Let them put you in a vehicle of your dreams. Motor Inn of Knoxville on Highway 14 North in Knoxville, Iowa. Randolph Funeral Home. For many, grief doesn't end with a funeral. Randolph Funeral Home offers grief support for all ages. Let them help you and your family in your time of need. Community First Credit Union. Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans and budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out the website, C1STYOURVOICE. CFirstYourVoice.com. Or like them on Facebook, federally insured by NCUA. Windstream. KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundled package that included free guest internet and lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value. Lowest prices and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134 and get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all the options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. Call Danielle today, 641-888-0134. Midwest Assisted Living. As we turn through the pages of our lives, we all experience times when we need a little extra help. We have created an assisted living environment which combines and celebrates these memorable aspects of life and creates new experiences in a comfortable home-like setting. Assisted living strikes a balance between the need for a helping hand and the desire for each individual to live life on their own terms. Our warm and caring staff offers assistance for each person's needs while providing the space, freedom, and flexibility to make one's own choices and enjoy life. We offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock staff, you'll have the assurance that assistance will be there when you need it. I invite you to explore all of the benefits assisted living can offer. In Oskaloosa, contact Maple Ridge for assisted living and memory care. And we are back. Apologize for the delay. We have had our Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff and fielded a low dribbler fielded by Tyler Jameson and run back to midfield. A 16-yard return is first and 10 for the Falcons from midfield. And Ethan Horton, the wideout in motion, pitches back to Clayton Keeper running the right side. He's across midfield, driven out of bounds in front of the Falcon bench. So we'll get the Cord and State Bank starting lineups to you as we can here in just a second. The keeper picks up two down to the 38. And it'll be second and eight for the Falcons. Offense was introduced good because the Saints won the toss deferred. Falcons took the kickoff. Lane dropping back, throwing to the right side, complete to Trent Carpenter. Nice move, gets himself a few extra yards, and driven down with first down yardage at the Neeson Pharmacy. First down for the Falcons.
Good up for another Falcon.
And the ball sits now at the 23 of Melcher Dallas. So a pickup of 15 on that pass play from Lane to Trent Carpenter. And of course, the quarterback is Dylan Lane in shotgun formation. He's got Carson Keeper back with him. Shot, or the snap is loose. It gets free, and Lane tries running it around the left end, broken play. And is shoved out of bounds at the Saint 28, loss of five on the play.
Okay, so we are... scoreless here in the first quarter with the Falcons having the ball. And the ball is at the Melcher Dallas 28. Lane rolling to his right, looking deep, throwing it in the middle toward Horton, incomplete. So it'll be third and about 15 for the Falcons, 11:10 to go in the first quarter. And your Cordon State Bank starting lineup: Trent Carpenter at wide receiver for the Falcons, Clayton Keeper at running back, Dylan Lane the quarterback, Ethan Horton also in the backfield. Blake Baker, the left guard, Tate Van Dyne, center, Evan Sinclair, the right guard, and the tight end is Tyler Jamison. And now we have Lane under center, hands to Keeper on the left side. He's going to get several yards back. Looks like he's still short of a first down, but he's inside the 20. So from the 28, he gets gets down to the 19. 9 yard pickup down to the 19, and it'll be fourth down for the Falcons. From there, they are going for it. Feel a little bit of a breeze up here in the press box, but it's mostly a crosswind. Hand off to Kiefer up the middle. He's going to be close. I think he's got the first down. He's around the 11 yard line. They're moving the chain. That's a Neeson Pharmacy. First down for the Falcons. An 8 yard pickup for Kiefer there, and it'll be first down. They are in the better equipment red zone. And the Falcons on the move in your Cordon State Bank starting lineup for Melcher Dallas. We'll give here in just a moment with the break. Got some new equipment tonight. Hope it sounds good. Let us know. Give us a text at 641-870-4469. Keeper on the run to the left side, and he's inside the 10 to the 8. A pickup of 3 there. And it'll be second down and 7. Falcons can get another Neeson Pharmacy first down shy of a touchdown, but let's just go for 6. Lane from the gun with an empty backfield. Throwing it over the middle, complete, and it's Horton. He's to the house. No signal yet from the officials. But touchdown, Falcons. Into the house, that's Judd's Ranch House in Latona. And the 8 yard pass from Lane to Horton makes the score for the moment 6-0 Falcons. 9:32 to go in first quarter. Horton to hold for Dylan Lane. Horton says, "You help me, I'll help you," but the PAT attempt is no good. Falcons lead the Saints 6-0, 9:32 to go in the first quarter. And we can now get you those Cordon State Bank starting lineups for the Melcher Dallas Saints on defense. Number 8, Chase Wetterling. He's one of their leading rushers and receivers also, but he's playing linebacker. Number 13, Alex Mitchell at defensive back. Troy Lee, defensive back. Waylon Balk, linebacker. Jacob Hoke, their leading rusher, linebacker. Mitchell, by the way, is a quarterback. Brock Breeze, defensive end. Chris Davis, defensive tackle. Cale Critchlow, linebacker. So we're about to have our first Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff for the Falcons. Lane has it teed up at the 30. And just immediately to his left, Ridge Downard. A low line drive kick fielded at the 5, and running to the right side is Melcher Dallas, and stacked up just across the 20. Troy Lee, number 23, returning for the Saints, and gets it to the 22. 17-yard kick return. And from their own 22, Melcher Dallas will begin their first offensive series. Falcon defense digs in, have not surrendered a point in 8 quarters, and almost had a takeaway there, spinning the back around, and it looks like Hulk. And he gets out to just shy of the 25. We'll call it the 25. And it'll be 2nd and 7 for Melcher Dallas. Running to the right side is Hoke, and he gets a little bit of room and out near the first down marker. Flag goes down late.
Flag on the play.
He's marked just short of the first down, but the penalty will be assessed against Wayne.
Your personal foul against the Falcons.
Got a 5-yard pickup on the run.
Ball 15 yards.
And the 15-yard pickup puts the ball now at Wayne's 35-yard line. Costly penalty there. And the handoff just in time to Hulk. He's across the 30, inside the Falcon 30, down near the 26. Blade Baker in on the tackle. Ball is at the Falcon 27. 8-yard pickup makes it 2nd and 2 from the Falcon 27. 8:23 to go. First quarter, Wayne 6. Melcher Dallas 0, and hit in the backfield. I think it's Hulk again. Downered into the backfield. And where were they going to spot this? Loss of a yard on the play. So now 3rd down for Melcher Dallas. Falcon defensive ends. Standing and Downer trying to get in the backfield, throwing it deep and complete. Oh, nice catch over the diving Trent Carpenter and Wetterling.
Reception there.
Mitchell to Wetterling.
Stop an 8-yard line.
It'll be marked at the 8, a 20-yard pickup for a first down. First and goal now for Melcher Dallas. 7:45 to go in the first quarter. Falcon defense trying to shift around and confuse the Saints, and big collision withstood by the Falcons. And that was Baker and Kiefer in on that one. Ball is spotted at the 6, pickup of 2. 2nd and goal. Tight formation in the eye. Dropping back. It's a handoff around the left side. Oh, and the Ethan Horton snips him out, holds him up, and bam-o. Downard finishes him off with an Allerton Lumber Company big hit laying down the lumber. And lost back to the 9 on the play. Third down and goal from the Falcon 9 for Melcher Dallas from the left hash. Looking to throw, rolling to the right, throwing it into the end zone, complete to Wetterling, touchdown, Saints.
Pass on there by number 8, Chase Wetterling, touchdown, Saints.
And that comes with 6:35 to go. First quarter, the two-point attempt rolling to the left. Mitchell throws into the end zone, incomplete.
Two-point attempt no good by the Saints. 6-4. Wayne Falcons, 6. Melcher Dallas Saints, 6.
And so it's 6-6 with 6:35 to go in the first quarter here at Sailing Field in Corydon. Melcher Dallas and the Wayne Falcons tied at 6. CNC Custom Cycle on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton has been in business for over 40 years with a showroom of over 40,000 square feet. Stop in, check out all the recreational vehicles in stock, and see what you want to take home at CNC Custom Cycle in Sheraton. Steve Bunch and the sales associates at Motor Inn of Knoxville look forward to helping you find your next vehicle. Let them put you in the vehicle of your dreams, Motor Inn of Knoxville, Highway 14 North in Knoxville, Iowa. Carpenter and Kiefer standing near their own 10 for the Falcons, awaiting the return of the kick by trying to get the number of the Melchdowes kicker. Did not kick deep last time. It could be Mitchell. And he dribbles another one toward Jameson, picks it up at the 25, and heads up over the 35, and will go down about the 37, 38. Falcons might, these are good returns, good field position. They might consider putting either Carpenter or Kiefer.
37-yard line.
12-yard return there by Jameson to the Falcon 37. They might consider putting one of their big two in that intermediate range. Trips to the left. Nobody behind Lane under center. Throws it to Carpenter on the left side. He's out over midfield. Makes a juke over the 40 or the 35. He's pushed out of bounds at the Saint 32. And that is a 11-yard pickup for the Falcons. 11-yard on first down. That's a Neeson Pharmacy first down for Lane. From the Saint 32. Lane option, pitches it late back to Kiefer, and he's cutting. Oh, great move, and he's free to the left side. Now he's got two men to beat in the secondary, and he goes down inside the 15-yard line. Nice little sharp cut to his left, and that that bought Clayton Kiefer about 15 more yards. At the 15, that's a Neeson Pharmacy first down for the Falcons. 17-yard pickup for Kiefer. Falcons on the march. Carpenter to the right, Horton to the left. Clayton Kiefer behind Lane, under center. Hand off to Kiefer, and driving his legs inside the 10. It looks like Hoke may be on the tackle. And we'll call it at the 9, give him 6. To be second and a short 5. Clayton behind Dillon. Downard and Carpenter on the right side, but they're both in tight. This is a run up the middle, and it's Kiefer, and he is apparently inside the 5. That'll be a Neeson Pharmacy first down. Ball will be at the 3, it looks like.
First and goal for the Falcons from the Saints.
And it'll be first and goal for the Falcons inside the Better Equipment red zone. Kiefer behind Lane. He gets the pitch, trying to run to the right side. Stiff arm again, and into the end zone, to the house. Judd's Ranch House in Lacona goes Clayton Kiefer, a 3-yard run for a touchdown for the Falcons. 4:50 to go in quarter number one. Horton puts the kicking tee down at the 10. Snap is low and picked up by Horton, but nowhere to go. He's going to go down and go down hard. The snap was a little bit low, and the PAT attempt is no good for the Falcons. So Wayne leads at the moment, 12-6, 4:50 to go in quarter number one. For many, grief doesn't end with a funeral. Randolph Funeral Home offers grief support for all ages. Let them help you and your family in your time of need. Falcons 0 for 2 on Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempts. Melchior Dallas 0 for 1, and Therefore, your score, 4:50 to go in the first quarter, is Wayne 12, Melcher Dallas 0. Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff coming up by Dylan Lane. Ball is teed up at the 30. Wayne 12, Melcher Dallas 6.
Back deep for the Saints, number 36, Jacob Oak.
We've got Trent Moore, Carson Kiefer, Ethan Horton, Blade Baker. This one is fielded at the 1, maybe even 1 foot in the end zone. And to the right side, now getting some room, is maybe it's Hoke, driven out of bounds by Baker at about the 27. He appeared to have his back foot in the end zone, but caught the ball and ran it out to the 28. So from their own 28, Melcher Dallas, second offensive possession for them, 4:43 to go, quarter number one. Wayne leads 12-6. Rolling left. And throwing it long, and a wide-open Wetterling is brought down by Carpenter inside the Falcon 15. Forward progress to the 12.
Rick Carpenter on the tackle for the Falcon.
Down to the Falcon 12, so it'd be 12 and 38. It's a 50-yard pass play. 12 and 28 would be a 40-yard pass play, excuse me. And now a run up the middle. It's Hoke, and holding the ball rather loosely, but gets away with it. The Falcons pull him down inside the 10.
Hoke on the carry for the Saints. Brought down there by number 15, Ethan Horton.
And the ball sits at the Falcon 9. Second down for Melcher Dallas, and we're nearing the four-minute mark in the first quarter. The pitch is back to Hoke on the right side, and he's dragging a couple of Falcons with him. It gets inside the 5 and will be marked down just outside the Falcon 3. Short of the first down, it'll be third down.
Third down at 1 for the Saints. Falcon
Falcons need to dig in here. We need a great Western Bank, great play here in the first quarter to avoid a second touchdown by Melcher Dallas. Shotgun and throwing it into the throwing it well over the end zone is Mitchell. And that'll stop the clock with 3:26 and bring up fourth down.
A fourth and 1 for the Saints, the Falcon 4-yard line.
I think maybe they were trying for a interference penalty or something. That throw was nowhere near anyone. And the handoff up the middle and fighting for it, and he is going to be a first down, I think, is Hoke at the 1. And it'll be first and goal at the Falcon 1 for Melcher Dallas. 3:16 to go in the first quarter. Wayne leads 12-6. Watch the quarterback keeper. No, he's going to hand it off. And ball is loose. No indication of a touchdown. Fumble, and the Falcons recover. Great Western Bank. Great play right there for Wayne. I just saw the white beanbag being thrown, and the Falcons take over at their own 1. Dodging a bullet there, just in 2:59 to go in the first quarter, and from their own 1, the handoff is to Clayton Kiefer, and he gets a little bit of breathing room.
Kiefer on the ball, carry for the Falcons. Three on the
picks up about 3. The ball's just shy of the 5. So from their own 4, second and 7 for the Falcons. 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Wayne leads 12-6 at the moment, hoping to get out of the shadow of their own end zone. And it's Kiefer on the left side and gets around. Oh, first down yardage, but had he not ducked his shoulder to try to run over the Saints, he could have run around him and had wide open field. But that is a Neeson Pharmacy first down for the Falcons. Ball is at the 17, a pickup of 13. So that was huge. Neeson Pharmacy first down for the Falcons. 2:14 and counting to go in the first quarter. And Kiefer will try the right side. Stiff arms. He's got some room. 1 mile to outrun. He's got it at the 20, 15, 10. Diving. No. To the house. Clayton Kiefer. A 63-yard touchdown run by Clayton Kiefer. 63 yards.
5-yard touchdown run by Clayton Kiefer.
2:01 to go in the first quarter, and the Falcons have extended their lead 18-6 at the moment. Let's see, are they going to continue kicking, or the offense is going to try to put some extra points on the board. Oh, this, I love this. They're spreading it out both ways, two receivers each direction. Nobody back with Lane, tucking it in. Now looking, throwing into the corner of the end zone. Incomplete, no flag. PAT fails, and Wayne leads 18-6. What a momentum turnaround. Melcher Dallas first and goal at the Falcon 1. Wayne forces a fumble. Still not sure who picked it up for the Falcons. Probably, I would guess, Carson Kiefer. The guy's got magnetic hands, and that's some kind of iron football. But a couple of three Clayton Kiefer runs, 3-yard pickup, 13-yard pickup, and 63 yards to finish it off, and the Falcons lead 18-6. Randolph Funeral Home PAT, two-point attempt, no good on the incomplete pass into the end zone by Lane, and Lane has it teed up, ready for your Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff. 2:01 to go, first quarter, Lane leads 18-6. Beautiful night at Sailing Field. Big crowd. Low line drive. That'll reach the end zone for a touchback. We're used to seeing that from Dylan Lane. Melcher Dallas will put it in play from their own 15, trailing Lane, 18-6. Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website, see first your voice, or like them on Facebook. Federally insured by NCUA. Shotgun, flag down, stops the play. And probably lucky for Mitchell because Levi Overstreet was in the backfield in a hurry. And the call is offsides against Melcher Dallas. Penalty will back him up to the 10. And it'll be first and 15 from the 10 for Melcher Dallas. Trailing Wayne, 18-6 here in the first quarter at Sailing Field. From the shotgun, looking to throw. Nowhere to go. Gets by Overstreet. Carson Kiefer shoves him out of bounds with a pickup of about 5 yards by Mitchell, the quarterback. And the ball will be just shy of the 15. Gets nearly back to the original line of scrimmage. And flag comes down on this. And this will come against Wayne.
Offside against the Falcons.
Penalty thrown by the official on the far end of the line. And so from the 19.
Second down, the long five for the Saints.
So from their own 19, Melcher Dallas, and Hoke is stacked up around the 20. Ethan Horton, Carson Kiefer in on that one. And forward progress measured will get him out to the, we'll call it the 22, pickup of about 3. And it's third down. Wayne looking for a stop here. Mitchell rolling to his right, trying to throw over the middle. Complete to Wetterling again across the 30, and that'll be a Melcher Dallas first down.
Jake Wetterling on the catch for the Saints.
They'll mark it at the Saint 31, pickup of 9.
A first and 10 for the Saints from their own 31-yard line.
A minute 10 and counting here in the first quarter from their own 31. Melcher Dallas has the ball first down. Falcons have the lead 18-6. And Tyler Jamison on the end, the handoff is to Hoke, and Jamison had an opportunity for a strip and couldn't quite get it, about a 1 yard pickup. Hoke, the second leading rusher in the district, well behind Clayton Kiefer. This time the pitch is back. Hoke is on the ground. He falls on it wisely at the 25. No more gain after that, but the pitch bounced off his jersey. Loss of 7. So from their own 25.5, that'll end the first quarter.
The end of the first quarter, Wayne Falcons 18.
So the score after one quarter, Wayne 18, Melcher Dallas 6. KIIC recently switched to Windstream. In fact, tonight we're testing out some new equipment right here on KIICradio.com, live stream 4. Hope it sounds good in your home or wherever you're listening tonight. They gave us a new bundled package that included free guest internet and lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for your best value. Get the lowest prices and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal KIIC got. Call Danielle, 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134. Get a specialized small business pricing and special treatment from Danielle. So come to your business, explain all the options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. Call Danielle today, 641-888-0134. And we're back after the bread dough pizza quarter timeout. And for a great timeout with your family, go to the bread dough pizza in Corydon. Tell them thanks for sponsoring Falcon football. Melcher Dallas has the ball. And after that fumble, it is third and long. Spread out formation for Melcher Dallas and a quarterback option read by Evan Sinclair, but he couldn't get his hands on him. And the Falcons Overstreet and Jamison, I think, were the two Falcons that got a grip on that, brought him down at the 28, so only a gain of 3. Fourth and long for Melcher Dallas. They set up in punt formation. Trent Carpenter backs up inside his own 20, and they punt away from him. It's a bad somewhere. It'll be Falcons will have it at their own 32. The punt goes out of bounds.
32-yard line. A first and
10
for the Falcons from their 32.
So the another stop for the Falcon defense, looking good, and they will take over. At their own 32, leading 18-6. over the Metrodallas Saints, eye formation for the Falcons. Kind of a power eye sort of thing. Clayton, handoff to the left side, gets a push from Tate Van Dyne, helping him out over the 35-yard line. To the 36, picks up a little over four on the play. And it'll be second down for the Falcons from their own 36, leading Metrodallas 18-6 with 10:50 to go in the first quarter, or second quarter, excuse me. From the gun, looking to throw, stepping up, now running is Lane, stiff arm, he's going to pick up a couple of yards, but he'll be short of the first down, driven out of bounds on the far sideline. Nothing there. Lane doesn't make very many mistakes throwing the ball. No interceptions on the year, and Falcons have the ball at the 38, a pickup of two for Dillon. So third down for Wayne from their own 38-yard line. Once again, that power eye, Metrodallas stacks up the middle of the field, but Lane or keeper runs through him across midfield to about the 38. This is going to be close to a first down. And that will be a Neeson Pharmacy first down for the Falcons. Boom, boom. And we're on the move. 10:29 now. The clock is rolling. Wayne has a 12-point lead, 18-6. They have the ball. They're heading from right to left. Unless you're sitting on the Melcher side of the field, then they're heading from left to right. Lane drops straight back, throws over the middle, complete. It's Carpenter, jukes, and he's free. He's got one man to beat inside the 10. 5, touchdown, Falcons. 38-yard pass completion from Lane to Carpenter. Actually, it was about a 10-yard completion, and Carpenter did the rest himself. 10:03 to go in the second quarter. Wayne extends their lead. Boy, that little hesitation, stop and go, has served Trent Carpenter well, and it did right there. Beat his man that way, stiff-armed him down to the ground, and then the safety coming to help was not fast enough to catch Carpenter. Falcons now in shotgun formation, flag down.
Flag on the play.
Oh, and that's going to be against Metrodallas.
All right. Offside against the Saints.
Give us a yard and a half on the penalty. We'll see if it changes the formation or the play for the Falcons. I think they're going to, they're still split a couple to the left. Lane with a naked bootleg to the right, hesitates, and that'll end him. Doesn't get it. So the Falcons 0-for-4, uncharacteristically on PAT attempts, and they lead 24-6 with 10:03 to go in the second quarter over Metrodallas. As we turn through the pages of our lives, we all experience times when we need a little extra help. We have created an assisted living environment which combines and celebrates these memorable aspects of life and creates new experiences in a comfortable home-like setting. Assisted living strikes a balance between the need for a helping hand and the desire for each individual to live life on their own terms. Our warm and caring staff offers assistance for each person's needs while providing the space, freedom, and flexibility to make one's own choices and enjoy life. We offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock staff, you'll have the assurance that assistance will be there when you need it. I invite you to explore all the benefits assisted living can offer in Oskaloosa. Contact Maple Ridge for assisted living and memory care. Your Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff for the Falcons. First time from this side of the field. Dillon Lane approaches, boots it. It's high, end over end. Will be fielded at the one. And it's Mitchell, I believe, running it out. Gets across the 15.
Run out of bounds by number 15, Ethan Horton.
And will be spotted at the 19. Give him an 18-yard kick return.
Nick Matley in on there.
Nick Matley in on the tackle. Wayne leads 24-6, 9:56 to go. Quarter number two here at Sailing Field in Corydon. a rematch from a game that does not sit well for the Falcons from last year when they went to Melcher Dallas and lost. Their first eight-player loss, they have yet to lose as an eight-player team on this field. Shotgun. Falcons coming in. The throw is to Wedeling, complete, and he gets by two Falcons, and he's off. Unbelievable. They had him down on the near sideline, spins around, and they, instead of tackling him, they dance and chase Wedeling. With a 61-yard touchdown run for a pass completion.
61-yard touchdown pass.
That hurts. 9:39 to go. A one-play, 61-yard drive. They had him down three times on the near sideline and could have driven him out or Hoke running the left side. He's in for the PAT. And Wayne now leads 24-14. 24-14 Falcons, 9:39 to go in the second quarter. Hammer Medical will home deliver and set up any medical equipment you need. They got a full line of respiratory mobility and accessibility products. Let Hammer help you or your loved ones with home care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you. The Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt for Melcher Dallas was good. The 2 points make the score at the moment, 24-14 in favor of Wayne. And right now, Wayne overall playing fairly well, but they have made looked a little sloppy on the PAT attempts and certainly didn't tackle well on that play. But you got to give Wedeling credit also. He never quit on the play and outran the last couple of Falcons to the end zone. Carpenter and Keeper on their own 15. Mitchell to kick off, and they have yet to even try booting it deep. That one is fielded by at the 18 by Carpenter, coming up the near sideline, looking to push Carson Keeper in front of him.
Carpenter
gets from the 18 out to the 36, 37. To the 37, so from the 18, that's a 19-yard kick return by Trent Carpenter. And the Falcons will take over on their own 37, leading Melcher Dallas 24-14. Melcher Dallas stacking the box, and Wayne handing off to Carson, running the right side, spun around, flag goes down on that one. Carson goes down after about a gain of a half yard. Face mask penalty against Melcher Dallas. And we'll see if it's the little kind or the big kind. It is the little kind. So from the Saints 37, so the play stands, pickup of a yard, and five more on the incidental face mask, and Wayne has the ball second and six inside Melcher Dallas territory. Carpenter out, split out to the left, backs in the eye. Lane dropping straight back, looking for Carpenter, stepping up in the pocket, throwing it deep. Trent Starr got him in stride at the 10. Touchdown, Falcons.
Carpenter, touchdown, Falcons.
37-yard touchdown strike. Hits Carpenter on the run, and Trent takes it the rest of the way into the house. That's Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. 9:05. Man, this game has become a PlayStation matchup. And right now, the Falcons using the joystick to their advantage, 30-14. Lane firing to the near side, and no call on the pass attempt toward Jamison.
Tyler Jamison. 2-point conversion, no good for the Falcons. Makes the score. Your
weight Falcons 30. So Lane, 14. 0 for 5 on PAT attempts, but they lead 30-14 over Melcher Dallas with 9:05 to go in the second quarter. In a game being brought to you by Hanson's Iowa Realty. When you're looking to buy or sell property, your premier realtor in Sheraton is Hanson's Iowa Realty. Hanson's Iowa Realty has been working with buyers and sellers in Iowa for over 50 years. Call them today, 774-5822. Freddie Hanson of Hanson's Iowa Realty is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. So a Great Western Bank, great play of the game there on a 37-yard touchdown strike, Lane to Carpenter. And now the Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff by Dylan Lane is high and will be fielded at the one again. Heading it straight up the field and making contact inside the 20.
Hey, Quetterling on a return for the Saints. Flag on the play there.
Flag down at the Melcher Dallas 31. And that's probably some kind of illegal block. So I would think that would be pushed back from the end of the run, and the ball currently sits at the 19. It is holding against Wayne. We kicked off, and we held them 12 yards from where the tackle was made. Not sure I've seen that one for a while, but that's a 10-yard gift to Melcher Dallas. So from their own 29, Melcher Dallas hands off, Hoke trying to get out to this corner. Overstreet looked like he was held, but no flag down, and Hoke gets out of bounds at the 37. Eight-yard pickup makes second and short for Melcher Dallas at the Wayne or at their own 37. Trips out to the left, now in motion, handoff to Hoke, and getting out around the corner, out first down yardage, it looks like, driven down by Horton.
Jacob Hoke, the ball carrier again for the Saints.
Clayton Keeper in the area, and the ball is going to be, it's going to be a first down.
The first and 10 for the Saints from the 40-yard line.
So we'll call it midfield, gain of 3. Ball is about halfway between the Melcher Dallas 39 and the midfield stripe. Hoke now comes out wide to the right. It looks like a screen set up this way. Run up the middle and Overstreet, Jamison, and it looks like Keeper and Blade Baker. Critchlow on the carry gets to the Falcon 37. Backs now in the eye, 7:50 to go, 30-14. Wayne leads, rolling to the right, looking to throw. Mitchell throwing it long and caught by Wetterling as Lane falls down to the ground at the 12. That's a touchdown for Melcher Dallas, 37 yards.
Touchdown for the Saints.
I think there's going to be some chewing going on at halftime. That is a 37-yard touchdown strike with 7:41 to go in the second quarter in the Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt is coming. The pitch is on the ground, and I think it's recovered by the Falcons, but it was a PAT attempt anyway, so it fails. So 30-20, is the score now. That could have brought them within 8 points. Wayne leads 30-20 with 7:41 to go in the second quarter. Your local Indianola car dealers have joined forces to provide you with the best-in-class sales and service in Warren County. They have over 1,500 vehicles available at their dealerships. Their sales and service staff are there to serve you in a small-town friendly atmosphere. They invite you to visit any of their dealerships for all of your automobile needs. Noble, Southtown, and Waters. Chambers and Rupp Law Firm kickoff return coming for the Falcons. Carpenter and Keeper standing at their own 15. Melcher Dallas late to the party, getting out here to kick off. Plenty of time on the clock, 30-20 here. Alex 7:41 to go in the second quarter. Wayne leads 30-20. Mitchell with another dribbler and fielded by, I believe, Jameson at the 25 and just falls on it. Had a little trouble
dropping on the ball there. A first and 10 for the Falcons from their own 25-yard line.
So from the 25, 7:40 to go, Falcons will have first and 10. Tight formation with trips to the left, and it's a pitch. Clayton coming this side, lowers his shoulder, and drives Wetterling back. And Chase Wetterling wondering what night it is. He'll get his wind back in about 15 minutes, but Clayton Keeper gets out to the 26. Pickup of a yard. Come right back at him on this play. Lane dropping back, throwing it over the middle to Jameson, incomplete. Guarded by Mitchell on that, and it'll be third down.
Third down and 9 for the Falcons. Come on, pound it, up and down, let's go!
Kiefer comes in, Horton out for the Falcons. Clayton Kiefer, 6:59 to go in the second quarter. Wayne 30, Melcher Dallas 20. Clayton Kiefer just laying down some big lumber, courtesy Allerton Lumber Company, on the short game, but really put Wetterling, a deep pass attempt, complete to Keeper at the 32. He's got one man to beat. That's Wetterling, and he can't catch Clayton Keeper. He's to the out, just Ranch House. So from their own 26, that is a 54-yard touchdown bomb. Coach Elliott saw something there and snuck Keeper out of the backfield, complete for a 54-yard touchdown pass at the 6:49 mark of the second quarter. Lane under center will pitch it to Keeper, coming left, running over and into the end zone. Lowers his shoulder and punishes Hoke. I think you're going to see more of that. I think you're going to see a lot more of that on PAT attempts tonight. So 38-20, Falcons. 6:49 to go in the second quarter. The Randolph Funeral Home PAT, 2 points courtesy of Clayton Keeper. Hot, fresh food in a country atmosphere. There's plenty of room for everyone. That's Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. Judd's has a menu to please everyone. Everyone is headed to the house. Judd's Ranch House in Lacona, open Tuesday through Saturday. Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff coming up for the Falcons, leading 38-20 with 6:49 to go in the second quarter. Lane needs to put an extra yard on this kickoff. He's been getting it to the one. And again, high end over end and fielded at the half inch yard line. Oh, and Evan Sinclair. No, it's Kyle Andrews, number 60, with the laying down the big lumber for the Falcons, courtesy of the Allerton Lumber Company. Andrews with the tackle at the 13. So from their own 13, Melcher Dallas has the ball, trailing Wayne 38-20. Lots of Falcons getting in the action. The freshman there, handoff is Hoke up the middle, bounces off a couple of Falcons, brought down by Rich Downard. Late flag on the tackle. That's got to be against the Falcons. Gets out over the 20.
Flag on the play.
The flag came down as the tackle was going down, and it looks like a face mask penalty against the Falcons. An 8-yard pickup is going to be a lot more. 5-yard penalty there puts the ball at the 26.
The first and 10 for the Saints from their own 26.
And that'll be a first down from Melcher Dallas. 6:34 to go in the first quarter from their own 26. Handoff up the middle, dragging Baker with him. Falcons getting pushed back on that run, and Hoke gets out to the 37.
Run up the middle, gain of about 11 yards on the play, be another first down for the Saints.
And that'll be a first down, Melcher Dallas, from their own 37 now, 6:20 and counting. Wayne ahead, 38-20. Melcher Dallas with the ball and has moved from their own 13 quickly out to the 37. Rolling right, looking for Wetterling, throwing, and the officials are ruling that out of bounds. Couldn't get both feet in. Juggling the ball, Wetterling at about the 23. Incomplete is the call. Second and 10 now, 6:03 to go in the second quarter. Falcons sitting back about 3 yards from the line of scrimmage. Now coming up. Downard coming up to give Wetterling or Hoke a hit. And Wayne defense wants a Red Dough timeout for a great timeout. So the Red Dough Pizza in Corydon. Stay ahead of the changing weather in Iowa and keep more money in your pocket by renting the equipment you need at Mac Hardware on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton. Mac Hardware rents chainsaws, log splitters, pole saws, and more. Call 774-0410 for more information. That's Mac Hardware in Sheraton. When you have an accident, whether it's an animal or a tree that's messed up your vehicle, you can count on Smith Auto Body in Sheraton to get your vehicle back to the way it was, all shiny and new. Call Smith Auto Body at 774-5008 for all your auto body work. And this Red Dough Pizza timeout has come at 6:03 in the second quarter, with Wayne leading 38-20. The ball is at the Melcher Dallas 37-yard line. It is second down, and the Falcons playing well off the ball. It's it's the standing defensive ends only trying to confuse Melcher Dallas. And here comes some rush. Overstreet puts his hands up. Incomplete is the pass over the head of Hoke, or over Waylon Falk's head, number 34. And so again from the 37, Falcons leading 38-20, 5:58 to go in the second quarter. And no interior defensive lineman for the Falcons. Intercepted by Overstreet at midfield. And brought down by the quarterback Mitchell at the Saint 25, but picked off by Levi Overstreet.
The first and 10 from the Falcons down the 25-yard line.
Grabbed that at about the 38 and ran it back another 13 yards. And the ball sits at the Saint 25. .551 to go. Second quarter, Wayne with the ball once again, leading 38-20. And it looks like they maybe have drawn Melcher Dallas offside. Box at that. If he was pitching, that would have been a balk.
First and five,
giving Wayne a short field. Ball just outside the 20. Carpenter to the left. Ball is on the left hash. Backs in the eye behind Lane under center. Hands it off to Clayton on the right side. And stopped, but then second effort gets him out near the first down marker. And is going to be measured just outside the 15-second and less than a yard. I wonder if this would be a good place to take a shot at the end zone. Ball's in the middle of the field. Carpenter alone out to the left side. Tight formation. Ibe and Clayton hitting the backfield, and jersey is grabbed. He's across the 15. That'll be enough for a Nissan Pharmacy first down.
He's about 3 yards on the play. He's good enough for another stop in.
And it will be at the 14. So give him a little more than the yard he needed. And Falcons at the five-minute mark are in the better equipment red zone. Clock running at 4:53. Carpenter now out to the right. Carson Kiefer tied in on the right side. Lane, it's a quarterback draw or run to the left. Lane ducks his head and drives Mitchell with him. But Lane gets out of bounds at the five. 9 yard pickup there will make second and short for the Falcons. At the Melcher Dallas five, 4:35 to go. Second quarter, Wayne leads 38-20 and has the ball. Heading toward the east end zone. Kiefer split wide out right. Carpenter left. Carson Kiefer, the lone back behind Dylan Lane. Hands it to Carson. Ducks his head. He's across the five. He's stood up and he's at the four. He's got to have the first down. The official appears to want to give the Falcons a first down. It is a Nissan Pharmacy first down.
First down.
Boom, boom. The Falcons get a first down. First and goal at the 4:12 mark. Quarter number two. Wayne leads 38-20. And in the eye behind Lane. Hand off to Clayton. Coming to the left side. Spins around. Fights Mitchell and into the end zone, to the house. Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. Clayton Kiefer, 4 yard touchdown run. 3:59 to go. Bad news, broke my pencil lead. Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt coming up. Wayne leads 44-20 right now. On their way to the century mark, hopefully tonight. Lane from the gun, throws it to the left, complete to Carpenter. 2 points for the Falcons. Lane 46. Melcher Dallas 20, 3:59 to go till halftime. We're expecting a special halftime guest at your Hy-Vee halftime, brought to you by the Cord and Hy-Vee. Falcon defense with an interception and a fumble recovery and forcing one Saint punt. But the big play was that fumble recovery at the Falcon 1 with the issue. I believe it was 12-6 at the time, and then three plays later, three Clayton Keeper runs, took care of all 79 yards for the Falcons. Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff coming. Dylan Lane gets a little bit into it. That'll make the end zone. Touchback. That's the only way.
Dylan Lane on the kick. Touchback. The first and 10 to the Saints from their own 15-yard line.
It's easy to underestimate the value of a touchback in eight-player football, but any play could go the distance, and Dylan Lane's right foot has bailed out the Falcons numerous times on those kickoffs, forcing the other team to start at their own 15 instead of midfield or in Falcon territory or even scoring on the kick. Shotgun Mitchell, under pressure from Andrews, gets loose. And past Carpenter, he's got some room, gets by Downard and brought down by Tate Van Dyne out at the 39-yard line. And so from their own 39 now, 24-yard pickup from quarterback Mitchell. That's from the gun. They're going to throw. They throw it short. It's complete, but driven out of bounds. Nice defense by Blade Baker, linebacker on that one.
Jacob Hoekse.
I think Hoekse caught that one. Gets it to the Falcon 38, a pickup of just three. Talking with Coach Valentine for the Falcon defense, and he says there's a lot of value in that three-yard play. Pass is incomplete, defended well by Clayton Keeper.
Jacob Hoekse. Third down and 7 for the Saints.
Defended by Clayton on that one. It'll be second down. I'm sorry, third down for the Saints. Three-yard pass and the incompletion is third and 6.5 from the Falcon 38. 3:07 to go till halftime. They're abandoning that running game with Hoekse up the middle, and they're going for a pass. That receiver was in motion toward the line of scrimmage. That's got to be... Oh, the timeout called before the play. Luckily for Melcher Dallas, saved them 5 yards. And this Bread Dough timeout is a good opportunity to tell you, take your family for a good timeout to the Bread Dough Pizza in Corydon. 3:06 to go till halftime. Great Western Bank in Corydon reminds you that a home might be the single largest investment you'll ever make. That's why it's so important to work with someone you trust, like a mortgage loan specialist from Great Western Bank. They are helping to make life great. Falcons looking for a Great Western Bank great play right now with 3:06 to go in the second quarter, 46-20 in favor of Wayne over Melcher Dallas. List your real estate with a Red Haw Realty. Red Haw is your real estate A-team, and they have an A-list of buyers to get your property sold. List it, sell it. Call Red Haw Realty in Sheraton. 774-4242. 3:06 to go. Second quarter. Wayne up by 26 points over their arch rival, Melcher Dallas. But the Saints have the ball. Shotgun Mitchell under pressure. Throws it. Incomplete. Well defended by Carpenter. Knocked the receiver out of bounds. It was 23 Troy Lee, the intended receiver. So it's fourth down now. Falcon defense, if they can hold them here, has 3:01 left until halftime. And the way they played in this first half, they only need a play or two to score. Mitchell, under pressure, throws over the middle, almost intercepted by Carpenter, but it's better off that he didn't. That was a fourth down, turnover on downs, forced by the Falcons.
Broken up in there by Trent Carpenter. Turnover on play.
Falcons take over with 2:57. That is a Great Western Bank. Great play of the first half right there. Turnover gets the ball back. Stymies that Saint momentum. And a little bit of pep in the Falcons' step coming up to the line. Leading 46-20 here in the second quarter. I don't think any lead is going to be considered enough, though, tonight. Handoff, first back through is Carson, and gets back about to the line of scrimmage is all.
Brought down under by number 78 for the Saints, Ty Snyder.
Give him a yard. It'll be second and nine from the Falcon 39. Lane brings a play in. 2.5 minutes to go until halftime. From their own 39, with Carson and Clayton behind him, and Trent Carpenter out to the right. Handoff is to Clayton, hitting the backfield. Oh, they're trying to strip the ball, stripping at his helmet, too. Forward progress back to the 38, loss of one on the play.
Brought down under by number 78, Ty Snyder.
It'll be third and 10 for Wayne at their own 38, leading Melcher Dallas 46-20 with under 2 minutes to go now in the second quarter here at Sailing Field in Corydon on a beautiful night. Good night to be a Falcon so far. Once again, we're hoping to have a special halftime guest for you, dropping straight back his lane, pump fakes, and now trying to run. Doesn't have much room there and brought down by number 34, Balk.
A 4-7-10 for the Falcons.
And once again, Lane does not make mistakes. He did not throw that ball. Nobody was there, and so he just tucked it in and was going to run. Didn't get anything out of it, but didn't lose anything, and more importantly, didn't lose the ball. We're nearing the one-minute mark. Lane back to punt. Punt formation anyway. Clean snap. Low driving spiral punt fielded inside the 10 at the 7. And it's Wetterling. Gets out over the 20.
Punt return by number 8, Chase Wetterling. Brought down in there about the 20 yard line.
About a 13 yard pickup.
The first of 10 for the Saints.
And so from the 21. And we will, I tell you, we will have a special halftime guest as they have entered the press box. We'll be setting it up for you. Mitchell running around the right side, gets free from Tate Van Dyne. Trent Carpenter with a nice knockdown. Trent Carpenter knocks that down. Tate in pursuit of Mitchell, but couldn't get him. Mitchell looked like Pete Mitchell on that one from Top Gun fame. And two receivers out to the right. One back in the backfield with Mitchell, and he's going to throw it over the middle. It's incomplete, defended by Baker. Intended for Cale Critchlow. That's five straight incompletions by Mitchell after the interception. They have abandoned the running game altogether. And I keep breaking pencil leads. This is going to be a rough night. Again to throw, over the middle, through the hands, and picked up by Lane, he's heading the other way, at the 35, now inside the 15, the 10, touchdown, Dylan Lane, pick six. I'd say that's about a 37-yard interception return. And he takes it to the house. That's Judd's Ranch House in Lacona, 37-yard, I'm calling it, interception return. Pick six by Dylan Lane. Puts it on the board for the Falcons with a half minute to go in the second quarter. And Wayne will try the Randolph Funeral Home PAT. Leading right now, 52-20, and they have a chance to hang a hundy on Melcher Dallas.
Yeah.
And PAT is no good. 52-20 with 31 seconds to go until halftime. Wayne 52, Melcher Dallas 20. Your Cordon Hy-Vee has a helpful smile in every aisle. Check out their weekly specials. They got fresh meat, vegetables, and produce for you and your family. Whether you're packing lunches or fixing family meals, you can find it at your local employee-owned Hy-Vee in Cordon. And don't forget, we're 31 seconds away from your Hy-Vee halftime with our special guest, who will be revealed when the time is right. Falcons coming out for the Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff. Mitchell with a couple of interceptions. He's burned the Falcons a few times, but Dylan Lane making him pay for that one with a 37-yard turnaround going the other way. Third takeaway of the night for the Falcons, and this kick will also go into the end zone. Touchback.
The Falcons keep touchback. We first to 10 to the Saints for the 15-yard line.
And so with 31.1 to go, Wayne leading 52-20. Over the Melcher Dallas Saints. This one has a little better feel than last year in Melcher. Not to mention, they stuck me on the cold, freezing metal bleachers last year. So this is much better accommodations, better weather. We host them, and the weather's nice. They host us, and it's cold and windy, and that's just not good. And we've got a bread dough timeout by the Falcons. With 31.1 to go, that for your good time out with your family, go to the Bread Dough Pizza in Corydon. John Fry is your Farm Bureau agent in Corydon. Stop in and let John give you a quote for whatever you're in need of. He offers life, auto, home, and health insurance. Stop in, see what he can do for you. John Fry in Corydon. And Chambers and Ralph Law Firm reminds you that attorney Roberta Chambers has been a proud sponsor of Wayne Falcon football. In fact, a charter sponsor of these broadcasts. We're now in our fourth year covering the Falcons home and away. And next time you see Roberta, tell her thanks for sponsoring Falcon football. Setting it up again, the Melcher Dallas Saints have the ball at their own 15 after the touchback. 31.1 seconds to go until halftime. Wayne leads 52-20. And hopefully can get another little pick six action before halftime. Rolling, throwing to the right, complete and out of bounds. And Carpenter dangerously close to a penalty as he takes down Koch out of bounds at the 22.
Gain of about 7 on the play. Second
down and 3 for the Saints. So from their own 22, 26 seconds to go. Handoff and brought down solo tackle there by Clayton Kiefer.
Trevor Fletcher, the ball carrier for the Saints.
First down for Fletcher, but
timeout, Saints.
Gets out to the 29. 7-yard pickup there. So, Bread Dough Pizza, timeout called by Melcher Dallas with 21.3 seconds to go. Ball is at the Melcher Dallas 29, Wayne leading 52-20. Lucas County Health Center is there when you need them with a full line of services from obstetrics to oncology, from physical therapy to diabetes education. We are here caring for you. We provide each patient with the highest quality family-centered health care. So the Bread Dough Pizza timeout with 21.3 seconds to go. Wayne has a 52-20, a 32-point lead at the moment. Hopefully can stop Melcher Dallas here. Melcher Dallas winning the coin flip and deferring to the second half, so Wayne will probably be kicking off there, I would imagine. And Mitchell evades a little pressure and heads upfield and pushed out of bounds eventually by Carson Keeper and Dylan Lane as he crosses midfield.
Went out of bounds by Carson Keeper.
So from the Falcon 38, 13-yard pickup. 13 seconds to go. He is sending everybody downfield. It's complete on the left side. Nice open field tackle by Carson Keeper in bounds. And Melcher Dallas calls their final, I believe, timeout. And a pickup down to the Falcon 34. Pickup of four on the play. But an open field tackle by Carson Keeper saves the day, forces the timeout by the Saints, 6.3 seconds to go. Here in the next-to-last regular season game at Sailing Field, Falcons still hoping to host a playoff game. But they will need to maintain the current advantage and win this game by 13 and then win 2 weeks from tonight in the regular season's final game against a very tough HLV and Victor team. It'll be revenge number two for the Falcons. Since going to eight-man football, Wayne has not lost to the same team twice and hopes to keep that going both tonight and in 2 weeks. Trips to the right, one back with Mitchell, flag down. Nobody rushing Mitchell all day, standing, pointing, looking, winding, throwing down the middle as the horn sounds. Picked off by the Falcons. Rich Dylan Lane. The flag, I think, is on the offense. And that will, it is against the offense. It's declined by the Falcons. And you, that is your half. And your Hy-Vee halftime score is Wayne 52, Melcher Dallas 20.
Into the first pass,
and we are very pleased to have a very special halftime guest for you here in the press box. And let me bring up the mic. And we have someone who wears several hats, and not sure which one she might want to address first, but we're very pleased to have Amy Sinclair in the press box with us. Welcome, Amy.
Thanks for having me, Kevin.
Now, do you want to address this as a mother of two Falcons or as a state senator or some other aspect?
Well, Kevin, I love Friday Night Football. It's my favorite part of the year. It's my favorite time of the year. I do want to say a big shout-out to Mitchell Sinclair, who's a freshman on the Falcon team, and Evan Sinclair, who's playing his senior year for the Falcons and has had some pretty good plays tonight. I hope the tide continues, even though I do represent Melcher Dallas in the Senate as well.
A little bit of competing interest here, but if I had two sons that could play football like yours, I would be excited on Friday nights as well. Tell us, how is Evan's shoulder?
Evan's shoulder seems to be doing well. He's wearing a spider brace to hold it in place, and he hasn't dislocated again yet.
Seems to be getting stronger each week as well.
He does, and able to play more on defense, which has been his weakness since he dislocated it prior to the first game.
I would call it a weakness. I think they've maybe been saving him because of his value on offense, but certainly with the hard hits he's able to apply, I wouldn't call it a weakness. But I'll tell you. All right, first of all, update us on Mitchell and his situation. Had a concussion here earlier this season. How's he doing?
Mitchell got released to practice and play yesterday. He is dressed out on the field tonight. They probably won't see any action just because they don't want to risk a concussion again this soon.
But he got some action in the game at Murray earlier this season and really came out and showed what he's capable of, or at least a glimpse of what he's capable of, with some really hard hits on defense at the Melcher game.
Pretty exciting at the Murray game. Did manage to complete a sack in that game when he went into play after an injury of a teammate. So excited to see that, and then some other great tackle assists in that game for a freshman. He can only get better.
Is Murray in our district also?
Murray is
in your Senate district.
Murray is in the Senate district. It's been a conflicted.
You realize if your kids keep playing this well, you're going to lose a lot of votes here.
I know. It's a tough situation to find yourself in, but I'll take it to watch my boys play so well. I do just want to point out, Kevin, that they not only play together on the football field, but they also both scored this year to be two of the seven who will be on the Academic Brain Bowl for Wayne Community. So they're not only tough on the field, they're tough in the classroom as well.
As a parent of former Brain Bowlers, I can appreciate what that is, and the Wayne team takes a lot of pride in their performance at Brain Bowl. And when's their next competition?
I have no idea.
They usually do it in the spring, mostly, don't they?
They do. Evan will be working at the Capitol with me this year as my clerk, so I know they're going to try and schedule some fall matches so that he can participate without interfering with his work at the Capitol.
Well, and once again, Evan, not only an outstanding lineman both ways for the Falcons, but an outstanding student as well. He's going to be graduating this year. What are his plans for next year?
He's looking at colleges right now. He hasn't decided. We'll probably be somewhere in Iowa. He's looking at Simpson and Drake and Iowa State and Iowa. Has been offered some pretty good opportunities, but hasn't decided yet where he'll go. He's looking at completing his undergrad in a couple of years and going on to do his graduate work, likely in business or law.
Third down for Melcher Dallas, and about 8 to go, 10:53 to go in the third quarter. Oh, and a quick start by the right tight end, and Clayton Kiefer knocks it down, incomplete, intended for Hope. Diving layout by Clayton Kiefer knocks the ball away, and it'll be fourth down and 8 for Melcher Dallas. Carpenter backing up as though it's going to be a punt. Keaton Nickel coming in for the Falcons. They are not lining up in punt formation. They could from this formation punt. They do. It's a quick punt. And he gets a favorable bounce inside the 20, the 15, and it'll roll dead at the 13-yard line. And they do get Wayne to come out of a possible return, but Wayne will take that, a three and out to begin the second half. And Wayne will have it from their own 13. Leading 52-20, here come your Falcons. Clayton Kiefer, it looks like, is the lone back behind Dylan. Ethan Horton in motion. Pitches back to Clayton, running to the right. He's got some room, gets out, flagged down. Kiefer in a foot race. He's ahead at the 30, the 20, the 10. He's pushed out of bounds. There's a flag way back at the 15, 14-yard line. I think that's going to be called on Wayne, and they'll be coming back.
3-yard line. Flag on the flag.
One official standing at the Melcher Dallas 3, and he'll come running back with the ball. As that one's going to come against Wayne. And the flag is down the 14, and it's a hold against the Falcon. That's a big play, and not the good kind. That would be half the distance to the goal from the 13. So from the 7 now. It'll be first down for the Falcons. 10:23 to go. 52-20 is your score. Blaine leading. But not sure the hold was instrumental in a fake pitch. Throwing it now over the middle. Complete to Carpenter. Out over the 30. That's a Falcon first down. Neeson Pharmacy first down. Brought to you by Neeson Pharmacy in Corydon. And Lane to Carpenter has been a good connection tonight.
Be good enough for another Falcon.
And it's out to the Wayne 33. Gain of 26 there. So from the Wayne 33 now, 10 minutes to go in the third quarter. Trips tight left, and the pitch is to Clayton running left. And bounces off the Saints. Number 36, Jacob Hoke, can't bring him down. Not a huge gain on that, but give him probably about six. He was hit with maybe 1 yard past the line of scrimmage and just knocked Hoke down. Falcons punishing them on both offense and defense now. Now Clayton splits out wide to the left, ball on the left hash. Lane with the snap in the shotgun, throwing it along over the middle, and contact, no flag. I'm thinking they're calling that uncatchable, trying for Downard down the middle. It was over his head. So the Falcons with one Neeson Pharmacy first down so far in this drive, 9:45 to go in the third quarter, Wayne leading 52-20. Again, trips tight to the left. And the fake and the handoff the other direction, misdirection to Carpenter, and he eludes one tackler into the secondary, grabbed at the 15. After the whistle, there's going to be a flag, a personal foul on Melcher. Trent Carpenter, Falcons little razzle-dazzle, fakes it to Clayton Keeper, hands it off to Carpenter, running back to the right side, gets a lot of yards before being slammed down, and now personal foul will tack on some more. And the ball will, with the penalty.
It'll be first and goal for the Falcons.
We'll give the Falcons first and goal from the 8. And that is a Neeson Pharmacy first and goal in the Better Equipment red zone. Pitches back to Carson, and wow, he's ducking his head and driving his legs down near the goal line. Marked at the 4-inch line. So now the Falcons looking to give them the last few inches, leading 52-20. Second and goal, Carpenter left. And Horton to the right. Handoff, Carson stacked up, loss on the play. He will he'll lose nearly a full yard, and the ball is still on the one.
Third and goal for the Falcons.
Third down now, 8:20 to go in the third quarter. Pitch back to Clayton, and he'll finish it off to the house. That's Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. Clayton Keeper with a 1 yard touchdown run. And that will put us in continuous clock mode from here on, unless Melchior Dallas can get the deficit back under 35. We're at 8:12 to go in the third quarter. Wayne spreading receivers each way. Clayton here to the near side. Shotgun, low snap, but Lane grabs it and throws toward Carpenter. Flag down on the play. Pass falls to the ground, but the flag comes down. Personal foul face mask against Melchior Dallas. And the Falcons will reset this from the one. And your Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt will come from there, with the Falcons leading at the moment 58-20. Looking for 60, hoping to hang a hundy on him. 8-12. Kiefer and Carpenter to the left. Carson, the lone back behind Lane. Dropping straight back, throwing it over the middle, incomplete is Lane. He led Ridge Downard a little too much. Wayne leads 58-20. 8:12 to go in the third quarter. Personal, friendly, and reliable. Neeson Pharmacy is your hometown pharmacy. Neeson Pharmacy is on the southwest corner of the Court and Slayer. Check out their selection of Iowa and Iowa State apparel. Midwest Heritage Bank offers a full suite of financial solutions, including deposit and loan products, as well as financial planning and insurance services. Midwest Heritage Bank in Sheraton. And don't forget, Red Dough Pizza is the place to meet before the game and the place to celebrate tonight after the game. We'll see you at Red Dough for pizza. And with a 38-point lead, we are in continuous clock mode. Dylan Lane has it teed up. Melchior a little late getting out onto the field. Keaton Nickel, Tyler Jamison, Ridge Downard on this side of Dylan, and he boots it from right to left. Low caught at the four and brought back by Mitchell. Jamison misses him. Oh, and Keaton Nickel is locked in the back, and the flag comes down. Keaton still right there for the tackle with Ridge Downard. But that one's going to back up the Saints a little bit more. That was out in open field right in front of the official. No way to miss that one. And the flag setting at the 13, and we'll back him up to the 6. So from their 6 with 7:58 to go, and I'm not sure the officials realize it's a 38-point lead. Shotgun, throws it out to the left side, complete, and brought down by Jamison, or Overstreet, maybe? Overstreet on the tackle. Complete on the pass, I think, to Hoke, and the ball is now spotted at the 8. So a pickup of only 2. And once again, that bend but don't break defense of Coach Valentine keeps the clock running, and it's second down now. Trips to the right, looking to throw it to this way. It's complete and slammed down by Carson Kiefer. Allard and Lumber Company, big lumber hit. Hoke with the catch, and he's going to be down at the 15. So the ball now at the 15. Third down for Melcher Dallas, and they've got about 2.5 more to go, 3 yards to go for the first down. No linemen on either side of the ball, just a center, and the quick pitch out to the right, left side, complete, and first down yardage are the Saints and Horton on the tackle on the far sideline. Complete to number 34, Balk. And from the 18 now, just a center, and the Falcons still trying to put interior linemen coming through. Tate Van Dyne misses. Flag down, Mitchell on the option. Second flag comes down, and they get out over the 25. First flag came from the side, the second one from the Saints backfield. And it looks like maybe a chop block. And that one is going to be declined. The second penalty will be a second chop block. Now, why did we decline the first one and not the second one? I imagine I would think the first one thrown would have been the one closest to the Saint goal line, and that'd be the one you'd take. But, yeah, two chop blocks and the ball will be at the Saint 9. Shotgun again. In motion goes, I think that's ball. Now quick pass to the left side. Open field grabbed by Carson. Now he gets help. Shoved out of bounds inside the 15. Overstreet there helping Carson. Dylan Lane in the area as well. Big old bear hug by Carson Kiefer, and the clock's rolling at 5 minutes. With it on the 13 now. In the gun, throwing it over the middle. It's complete. I think that's Critchlow, and he's open field tackled again by Carson. And a pickup to the 21, 8 yards. And third and long, handoff up the middle, grabbed in the secondary. He's going to be out near the first down. Ethan Horton on the tackle. And they are not moving the chains. It's going to be fourth and about a yard. Big play coming up for the Falcon defense at the 28. So fourth and less than a yard from their 28. They're going to pass. Throwing a wobbler. Intercepted. Picked off. Picked off at the 39 and run back. Oh, they're not giving him any return yards. Picked off by Dylan Lane. When if he'd have knocked it down, we'd have had the ball clear up here. It was fourth down. Clock continues to roll. Wayne leads 58-20. So from the Melcher Dallas 39. Oh, and Lane is under heavy pressure, throws it up, and it's incomplete over the head of Jameson. But Lane just lucky to get that one off. Probably not the best advised throw. And Lane now. After the incomplete pass, it is second down. from the Melcher Dallas 39-yard line. Lane had intercepted the Mitchell pass, and his Lane's first attempt on the drive is incomplete. In motion is that was Clayton Kiefer in motion and gets the handoff. A couple of flags come down immediately, and the officials are trying to explain to head coach Bart Elliott on the sideline what their call is. And it is a procedure call against the Falcons. We'll back them up to the 30, their own 36. So it's now instead of, that would have been a first down yardage had that play counted, but instead the Falcons have second down from their own 36. Leading Melcher Dallas 58-20. In motion is Clayton, and he blocks for Dillon. Dillon coming to the left side, trying to outrun over midfield across the 30. Ducks his shoulder. Knocked out of bounds by Mitchell.
Gain of about 20 yards on the play. Gets up for another Falcon.
So down from his own 36 to the 26. Melcher Dallas, 18-yard pickup and a Neeson Pharmacy first down for Dillon Lane. Carson Kiefer goes out wide right. Falcons giving Melcher Dallas a little bit of their own medicine. And the handoff is to Kiefer, and running the right side, he's going to get nothing there, probably lose a yard.
Wait, give her the ball, Terrier. Right under by Alex Mitchell. He's second down and 11 for the
Falcons. And back to the 27. So a loss on the play. And we're under right about at the half-minute mark of the third quarter with the continuous clock. Clayton splits out wide left, and the low snap. Dillon pump fakes, throws it complete to Downard, and he has it at the 20, fighting for more yards, gets a couple more. And that should end your first quarter, probably. And I think that's the first catch of the year for Ridge. Nice to see. It'll be third and a manageable three, I think, from the 18. Pickup of 9 on the pass play.
At the end of the third quarter, your Lane Falcons 58, Melcher Dallas 19.
And after three quarters of play, Lane leads 58-20. Bingham Construction reminds you to trust your next building project to a winning team. Bingham Construction. Call Roger Bingham, 641-203-0578. They'll get the job done. Danco Sporting Goods in Centerville offers the best selection of sporting goods in the area. Danco family owned since 1979. Offering you the selection of quality sporting goods so you can play proud. Every inch counts in the red zone. Falcons are in the better equipment red zone right now. And just like every inch counts for farmers out in the field, so at Case IH, we're helping farmers get the most out of every acre with products that are powerful, productive, and reliable, so they're ready for the challenges ahead. The world of farming is changing. Be ready with Case IH from Better Equipment, Highway 2, 2 miles east of Corydon. Tell them thanks for sponsoring Falcon football. So Wayne has it at the Melcher Dallas 18. 12 minutes to go in this game. They'll go by quickly because Wayne leads 58-20 at the moment. Third and short for the Falcons. And here's where you're going to start to see some of those hits that the Falcons have actually administered while on offense. They should start to pay off. Lane fakes to, runs up the middle. Nobody touches him to the house. Jubbs Ranch House. Touchdown, Falcons. 18-yard quarterback keeper. Dylan Lane says, not so fast, Clayton Kiefer. I want to be the Shivers Manufacturing Player of the Game. Takes it himself. The final 18 yards of the drive. And 11:53 to go in the game. Lane now, the pitch back to Clayton, and cutting it up the middle. He's got grabbed by the ankle, but he drags the guy into the end zone. Number 44, Brock Brees, said, I can stop him, coach. I can stop him. Clayton Kiefer says, not tonight. And that puts eight more on the board, plus the 58 they already had. Lane, 66. Melcher Dallas, 20 at the moment. And Lane and Kiefer battling it out for the Shivers Manufacturing Player of the Game. Take your grain drying to a higher level with a Shivers Performance System. No other drying method matches the performance of Shivers in-bin continuous counterflow drying. Construction service and supply, from small hand tools to lumber, we have what you need for your next project. Stop in at the Allerton Lumber Company today or tomorrow. They're closed right now at 220 North Central Avenue in Allerton. Tell Kent thanks for sponsoring Falcon football. Randall Funeral Home PAT is converted by Clayton Kiefer. And here comes your Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff. Dylan Lane puts a boot into it, into the end zone, touchback. Lots of Falcons in the game, but the Saints still with their first team out there. The Falcons have substituted freely here and there, and the defense is getting deeper all the time, and we'll know more down the road, but I think it'll get a lot deeper before this season is over, if you know what I mean. Hand off up the middle, and Baker, Overstreet, Carson Kiefer right there in the area. And I think that was Hoke, and he got out to the 17, give him two. Second and eight coming up. Lane leading 66-20. The 67 points they put on the board last week against Tri-County is the most Wayne scored in a gob of years. And Tate Van Dyne into the backfield says, let me introduce myself to Alex Mitchell, and I'll show you the field turf here at Sailing Field. Loss of four on the sack. Run their own 13 now. Melcher Dallas, third and long. 10:40 and counting to go in the game. Wayne with a big lead, and a halfback pass coming over the middle. Incomplete. Well defended by the Falcons. Knocked down by Lane with Horton right there double-teaming Wetterling. Fourth and about 12 yards to go, nearing the 10-minute mark of the game. And the you got Horton and Lane just hovering right around the 25, the first down mark. Melcher Dallas appears to be in punt formation, and Carpenter retreats, but I doubt that they even punt this. Yep, it's a fake. Running to the right side and shoved out of bounds, well short of the first down. I mean, I realize the wind is blowing this way, but I could smell that one from the press box, and the Falcons defend it well. Turnover on downs. Falcons take over at the Melcher Dallas 18-yard line. Lane under center. Hands it off to Clayton. He's hit at the line of scrimmage, but still picks up a couple down to the 16. Horton coming in, Carpenter coming out for the Falcons. Let's see what play Ethan brings with him. Not a bad crowd tonight. Several lining the fence. Many milling around on a nice night. Handoff is up the middle, and I think that's Carson.
Carson keeps the ball carrier again. Gain about 2 yards on the play.
And he will get down to the 13. Third down now, 5 to go from the 13 inside the Vetter Equipment red zone. Falcons looking to punch in another score. We're down to 8 minutes to go in the game. Ball's in the left hash. Carpenter split out to the right. Pitches back to Carson. And he's around the corner. He has it, cutting back to the left. He's got first down yardage near the goal line. That'll be a Neeson Pharmacy first down. It'll be first and goal for the Falcons. And it'll be marked at the 1, gain of 12. First and goal for the Falcons on that Neeson Pharmacy first down run by Carson Kiefer.
First
7:20 and counting to go. And a Breddo timeout is being called by the Falcons. The bulldozer line is coming in for the Falcons. And it is officially known as Tank, the Tank Squad. Hank McNamara, for a good time out with your family, go to the Breddo Pizza in Cordon. Cordon State Bank considers the security of your financial information a top priority. They take extensive security measures to ensure a safe and reliable online experience for their customers. Cordon State Bank, security for your online banking. And here they come from right to left on the line. We've got, okay, you've got Downard, Jellison, Andrews, Middlebrook, and the handoff is to Carson into the end zone. Touchdown, Falcons. To the house, Judd's Ranch House in Lacona, open Tuesday through Saturday, 7:14. Left in the game. Wayne with their biggest offensive output of the season, but I think it'll get yet bigger before the night's over. 72-20 lining up the Randolph Funeral Home PAT, and the snap is bobbled. Trent Moore in at the quarterback, and so Wayne leads 72-20 over Melcher Dallas with 7:14 to go in the game. Game being brought to you by CNC Custom Cycle on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton. They've been in business for over 40 years. Their showroom has over 40,000 square feet. Stop in, check out all the recreational vehicles in stock, and see what you want to take home. That's CNC Custom Cycle in Sheraton. T. Bunch and the sales associates at Motor Inn of Knoxville look forward to helping you find your next vehicle. Let them put you in the vehicle of your dreams. Motor Inn of Knoxville on Highway 14 North in Knoxville, Iowa. Randolph Funeral Home PAT fails for the Falcons, but they still lead 72-20. Hey, they have put up so many scores had they converted on some of these PAT attempts. They'd have a bunch, but right now it's 72-20, 7:14 to go in the game. Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff by Trent Moore, fielded at the 15, and being brought back by number 88, that is Jacob Clark.
Jacob Clark on the return for the Saints. Brought down in there by Trevor Wilson.
And so from the 15 to the 21, give him a 6, but Trevor Wilson says that's all you're going to get.
A first and 10 for the Saints from their own 20-yard line.
Okay, and now the Falcon JV is in there, and it looks like maybe Mitch Sinclair has made it into the game at the right defensive end, pushing into the backfield, and the Saints run it on the right side. Shea Hellman in there.
Trevor Fletcher, ball carrier. Drop it under by Keith Stickle.
Pickup of a yard to the 22. And it'll be 2nd and 9. Hornberger in on that defensive play. Bradford in there. Wilson. Oh, and the ball is bobbled by the Saint running back. But Falcons couldn't get there quite in time, and he does get a nice pickup. First down for the Saints. Shea Hellman on the tackle. Keaton Nickel in there. Jesse Wick in the defensive backfield as well, and the Saints have it at their own 33 now. 11-yard pickup. Bradford standing on the left defensive line, and run up the middle, and Hornberger spun him around, but he's brought down by Nick Matley. And the Saints get the on the running play, get out to the 37, pickup of 3 or 4. So from their own 37, Melcher Dallas trailing lane 72-20, under 5 to go in the game. Handoff coming to the left side, hit and hit hard. Hellman stands him up, and Nickel finishes him off. But not before they get a first down. Good teamwork by the Falcon defenders, and the ball will set at lane 34. And that'll move the chains. It's a first down for the Saints. Running to the right side, brought down by Hornberger.
Trevor Fletcher on the ball carry.
And gets to the Falcon 32, a gain of 2. Here comes Jeffrey Middlebrook onto the defensive line for the Falcons. Hunter Bennett coming out. And a pitch back by Hornberger, getting around to the right side, and Falcons dropping shoulders, taking diving attempts, but looks like a first down for Melcher Dallas. They'll move the chains. Ball will be just inside the Falcon 22. Isaiah Bradford now getting a breather on the Falcons sideline. Here's the snap, the handoff to the left side, and flag coming down. Hornberger and Matt Lee in on the tackle. Ball's inside the 20, and the officials are conferring. They're going to personal foul face mask against the Falcons.
Flag on the play. Face mask against the Falcons.
They're going to put it at the 8.
First and goal for the Saints.
First down and goal to go for Melcher Dallas. From the Falcon 8, let's see that JV defense step up and stop them right here. New quarterback for the Saints pitches it. Number 50 on the right side. Brought down from behind. Keaton Nickel
Fisher on the ball carrying the top back into the right. Keith Nichols.
The loss of a yard on the play. Jesse Williams getting into the game. Falcons and I think they drew the Saints offside. Back them up five. .217 and counting to go in the game. Cheerleaders still don't have a good arm. Handoff number 50 on the right side. Falcons going after him, not sure on the tackle. Nick Matley, I think, on the tackle.
Nick Matley off the top.
Ball is placed at the 12. Minute 40 to go and counting in the game. Let's see. Stop him here. Third and long. Dropping back to pass. Throwing it high to the end zone. Picked off. Is that Trent Moore? Trent Moore. With the INT.
It's first and 15.
And that is in the end zone for a touchback. So from the 15. Under a minute to go, and the Falcons leading 72-20. Moore under center. Everybody around him takes a knee. He'll have to do that again. .33 and counting. Under a half minute, this will do it. We're under 25 seconds. There's the second knee taken by Trent Moore.
Junior High and the JV will be playing at Seymour.
And as the last 15 seconds go by, the Falcons taste the revenge. They sought all for a year against a Melcher Dallas team that put it to them in Melcher a year ago. 4-3-2-1. Wayne wins 72-20. A little bit of payback there for the Falcons, and they remain undefeated. The Falcons remain undefeated at Sailing Field, not just this year, but as an eight-player team, they have not lost yet on this field. They don't want to do it, as the field is scheduled to undergo some major renovation, including turning it from an east-west field to a north-south field as soon as the season is over. Wayne hoping the game next week, by the way, against Seymour. Seymour has unfortunately had to forfeit the remaining varsity games on their schedule. And so there will not be a game next week. And Wayne will win by forfeit, and officially the final score of that will be 13-0, but unable to get statistics, you know, to build their records for all district or so forth. But the Falcons, 2 weeks from tonight, will be right here in Sailing Field, the final send-off, so to speak, for regular season. And what's at stake in 2 weeks is a district championship. If Wayne wins that game by 13 or more points, they will be the district champion, number one seed coming out of District 5, and will play right here at Sailing Field in the first round of the playoffs following Wednesday. But if they lose, it's third place. So a lot at stake next week. Actually, if they win by less than 13 points, it's third place for the Falcons. So it's not really all or nothing, but tremendous amount at stake 1 week or 2 weeks from tonight, right here at Sailing Field, in senior night, parents' night, and the Falcons will be playing for district championship against HLV of Victor. And we'll have that game for you right here on KIIC.4. The Quattro will be bringing you that action. Still uncertain exactly what we're going to be able to do next week. Trying to either bring together a broadcast or perhaps participate in the studio broadcast from KIIC Studios in Albia next week, as the Falcons, unfortunately, not able to play that game. It's unfortunate, obviously, for Seymour that they're unable to finish their season, but it's unfortunate for Wayne also. The kids are in a groove. They're playing well. They've in their last 3 weeks, they won 55-0, 67-0, and tonight 72-20 over a Melcher Dallas team that is headed for the playoffs, assuming that they don't fall apart in their final game against Meskwaki in the last game of the season. But this, you know, they just beat a playoff team 72-20. That's pretty impressive. And we will be back with your Hy-Vee halftime post-game report and your Shivers Manufacturing Player of the Game in just a little bit. I'm going to tally up some stats here. And meanwhile, we will have these words from our sponsors.
Wayne Falcon Football is being brought to you by Hammer Medical. Hammer Medical will home deliver and set up any medical equipment you need. They have a full line of respiratory, mobility, and accessibility products. Let Hammer Medical help you or your loved ones with your home care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you. Hanson's Iowa Realty. When you're looking to buy or sell property, your premier realtor in Sheraton is Hanson's Iowa Realty. Hanson's Iowa Realty has been working with buyers and sellers in Iowa for over 50 years. Call them today at 641-774-5822. Betty Hanson of Hanson's Iowa Realty is a proud sponsor of all area athletics.